It's been 1 year since Honduran President Manuel Zelaya was forced into exile in his pajamas by the nation's military, acting on behalf of the Honduran Congress and Supreme Court. The coup d'etat followed Zelaya's decision to hold a non-binding national referendum on establishing an elected National Constituent Assembly to rewrite the nation's 1982 constitution. After Zelaya's removal from office on June 28th, grassroots organizations mobilized to protest the coup, which unleashed violent repression by the army under orders from the regime's de facto president, Roberto Micheletti. The Organization of American States, or OAS, representing a new wave of progressive governments across the hemisphere, expelled Honduras until democracy was restored. Initially, President Obama opposed the coup, but over succeeding months, his administration undercut multilateral negotiations to return Zelaya to office in order to oversee the scheduled November presidential election. With U.S. support, the election campaign was held as the army shut down opposition radio and TV stations, tortured and killed anti-coup activists, and arrested thousands of protesters. Most governments around the world rejected the legitimacy of the November 29th election, whose winner was Porfirio Lobo, a conservative businessman with links to those who organized the coup. Now, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, on behalf of the Obama administration, is pushing the Organization of American States to readmit Honduras, despite the fact that opposition organizations, activists, and journalists continue to be targets of repression and assassination. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Isabel Van Hook, a research associate with the Council on Hemispheric Affairs, who talks about her recent article, Washington Strikes Out on Honduras, which examines President Obama's failure to depart from the Bush administration's often criticized policies relating to Latin America.
The OAS, the Organization of American States, unanimously voted to suspend Honduras from the organization following the military-led coup on June 28th of Manuel Zelaya. The entire inter-American community took a hard stance against what happened, the overthrowing of a democratically elected president. But since then, the U.S.'s Secretary of State Clinton has led initiatives to attempt to bring Honduras back into the OAS community. And Clinton is mainly getting support from Canada and the majority of Central America, but the rest of the inter-American community is resisting her initiative to recognize the new Honduran government under Porfirio Lobo Sosa, who was elected in last November and put in office this January.
There are many observers of that election, which occurred under the direction of an interim president that took over after Zelaya was kicked out in the military coup. And there are many deals that fell through that would put Zelaya back in power to oversee those elections so they could at least have the chance of being free and fair. But that never did occur.
First of all, I think that it's important to point out that the interim leader, Micheletti, had agreed, along with initiatives led by the U.S. and Costa Rica, with the signing of the San Jose Tegucigalpa Accords, that the Honduran Congress would agree to reinstate Zelaya after a favorable vote so that he could finish his interrupted term. And about 3 weeks before the elections were held, the Assistant Secretary of State, Thomas Shannon at the time, announced that the United States would recognize the results of the November election even if Zelaya were not reinstated. And earlier in July, immediately following the coup, the OAS resolution stated that the inter-American community wouldn't recognize any government that didn't include Zelaya's participation. And so the United States changed that stance and went ahead with recognizing the results of the November election. Beyond that, the elections were also somewhat questionable based on certain human rights violations committed under Micheletti's regime. And there was a pattern of repression and threats and violence against those who weren't supporting the coup and those who were supporting the return of Zelaya.
How is the Obama administration's moves on Honduras after the coup, how is that viewed around the hemisphere, around the other progressive governments all over Latin America?
I think what's most unfortunate about the U.S. policy stance in this case is that it's become another issue of, you know, are you with us or are you against us? It's taken something where, following the coup, the entire inter-American community immediately moved forward, suspended Honduras' membership in the Organization of American States, and it was truly sort of a multilateral effort. And now the United States is sort of taking a heavy hand and trying to push a policy line through the OAS that isn't coming from, you know, a majority of the OAS members. I think that most of Central America, except for Nicaragua, is sort of stepping in line with U.S. policy. Canada is sort of stepping in line with U.S. policy, but other major hemispheric players like Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, Colombia, and Mexico don't support the U.S. policy and don't think that Honduras is ready to return to the OAS, because it sort of, you know, justifies the precedent that, you know, you can sort of hold what seems like elections, move along, and everything will be fine. You might get a slap on the wrist, but that's about it. And here's an opportunity for the hemisphere as a whole to act in partnership, and that's sort of what the Obama administration was espousing, a new partnership with Latin America, but it's sort of coming back to the U.S. decides what the policy will be, and you either are pro-U.S. or not.
Many of the Latin American nations have not been very happy with the actions of the Organization of American States over the years, and particularly the domination of the United States of that body. And the so-called Rio Group has been meeting since 1986, but it looks like in their recent summit in Cancun, Mexico, that they're moving really to establish a rival or an alternative to the Organization of American States that would exclude membership of the United States and Canada to make it exclusively a Latin American group. Any observation about where that might be headed?
Yeah, I think that it has potential to sort of be a regional cohesive. I think that the United States will always exert an extensive influence over the hemisphere, and especially over the, you know, the countries it has in its pocket. I don't think Mexico will really do anything to oppose majorly any of our big policy agendas. I think it almost might be better, I think, that to have sort of a balancing force within the hemisphere. I think that the U.S.'s relationship with Latin American countries in the hemisphere has sort of always been an afterthought, and Brazil is definitely taking a larger role, not only in the hemisphere, but in the global arena. And I think that maybe it'll make the U.S. sort of wake up and pay attention and realize that it has to start acting more as a partner with Latin America and the Western Hemisphere rather than sort of as, you know, the captain on the ship.
That was Isabel Van Hook, a research associate with the Council on Hemispheric Affairs. Visit the Council's website at COHA.org to read Van Hook's article, Washington Strikes Out on Honduras.